103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Angie Springs, Regional Communications Manager with American Red Cross. Angie, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Unfortunately, we had a wild and crazy weekend when it came to weather, especially with tornado disaster. Who knew that we would be dealing with this in the month of December? But unfortunately, we are trying to help those who are in need right now. Tell us about what's going on with that.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing to think of. You know, you think tornadoes happen during the springtime, but to have a tornado that spans across four states in December is certainly unprecedented. And the other, thing that you add into that layer is that it happened at night.
Yes.
And so lots of devastation across four states, and the American Red Cross has stepped up to help those in need, just like we do whenever large scale and even smaller scale disasters such as single family house fires happen. And so we have volunteers that have been on the ground since this happened to make sure that those that were impacted are being taken care of. And right now we currently have more than 100 trained Red Cross volunteers and workers on the ground in Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, and then right here in our own state of Missouri. And we have about 200 more that are traveling within the next 24 hours or so to also get to those impacted areas to continue on with those relief efforts.
Yes, and you understand you said volunteers are already out there as we speak on the ground. For those who don't know, tell us about some of the things American Red Cross does when they're responding to disasters like this.
So our volunteers initially were on the ground. What we're doing is assessing the damage. What kind of needs are those that are impacted going to have? Where was the damage at? What kind of damage are we looking at? Are homes destroyed, or are they needing minor repair? And with tornadoes, that is, I guess, kind of the million-dollar question is what kind of damage does it look like? And we're seeing neighborhoods where on one side of the street, it's just completely obliterated. Nothing but maybe that cement slab left or that basement that you can kind of make out to show you that a house used to be there. And across the street, a home may be completely fine. And this tornado that happened over the weekend, it skipped across four states and went for hundreds of miles on the ground. And it's just interesting when you look at the devastation. So our volunteers are out, again, assessing the damage, trying to see what kind of needs there's going to be. We also have volunteers that are staffing shelters, providing that safe place for those without somewhere else to go to be able to come and lay their head at night. And then we're going to be there in the coming days to ensure that they are able to have clothes and that they are able to have a hygiene kit and work with them to get back on their feet into sustainable housing again. And I have to say, we don't do this alone. We have many, many partners that we work with across the entire United States that help when times like these happen to help pick up the pieces.
Yes. So how can we here in the KC metro area help those who are in need during this time and help out American Red Cross?
There's lots of things that you can do. First and foremost, you can make a financial contribution to the American Red Cross. We're not able to do what we do without the generosity of the American people. We are solely funded by the generosity of the American people. And I understand your station has a way that people can give through your website to support tornado relief just like this. You can also go to redcross.org, or you can also text Red Cross to 90999 and make that one-time $10 donation. But I'd say first and foremost, go and visit your website and make a contribution through that way. Also, if you're not able to give financially, another great thing that you can do is volunteer. Our primary workforce is made up of volunteers. So maybe you want to say, send me, I want to help with disasters just like this. Go to redcross.org/volunteer and sign up to volunteer today. Maybe you can't deploy and go to the other side of the state or even across the United States, but we need volunteers right here in the Kansas City area to respond to those single family house fires that happen every single day. Maybe you're not able to do that either. The other thing we need people to do is to roll up their sleeves and donate blood. The need for blood is constant, and right now is no different. We need volunteers, donors, to step up, roll up your sleeve, and donate blood with the American Red Cross to ensure that blood is on the shelves across the nation.
Please, if you can, make those donations. Do what you can to help out these people who are in need, especially during the holiday season. We all know how tough it's be. It's just doubly disturbing when you hear about what's going on right now. Angie, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Again, go to kprs.com. You can definitely make donations there and see more information on how you can help out the American Red Cross. Thank you for your time, Angie.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.